We're just at an old filling station here today. You can probably see the pumps in the background. And COVID-1984. Somebody sprayed that up. Definitely wasn't me, but you could get a bit of mileage out of that too. But anyway, we're at this old filling station here. And you know what a filling station is, don't you? Might be a wee bit in the future, but maybe they'll not have them anymore with all this talk about battery cars. But 4-star unleaded diesel, over the years used to fuel cars, keep people on the road, keep people motoring, keep people going on. And maybe in a spiritual sense, you could do with a bit of refueling in your life. Maybe you're running on fumes, maybe you're coasting along in neutral, down a hill, so to speak, spiritually speaking, and you need spiritually refueled. The Bible says we're to be filled with the Spirit of God, and we're to walk in fellowship with God day and daily, feed in His Word, seek His face in prayer, seek His guidance, walk in fellowship even with Him. But as far as I'm concerned, a local church, which is very important for God's people, a local church should in one sense be like a spiritual filling station. People shall come to the house of the Lord on the Lord's day, morning and evening, Bible study during the week, to be filled with the Word of God, to be spiritually refueled for the tasks of life day and daily. It's important to meet together with God's people. It's important to break bread together. It's important to pray together. And it's important to gather around the precious Word of God. The Bible speaks about this in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. After the great revival and the day of Pentecost, where hundreds and hundreds of people were converted, the Word of God says concerning them about 3,000 souls that they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. And those things are vital to refuel the child of God. Every time we meet within the house of the Lord, every time we come to church, we should meet together for doctrine, for fellowship, for prayer, and there should be consistent seasons, of course, as well, whenever we break bread and remember the Lord's death and anticipate His return. But sadly, many churches are like this old derelict filling station. They don't really do business anymore. They don't do business with God. There's no fuel. There's nothing to fill and satisfy God's people. There's nothing to encourage them to go on with God. There's no real fellowship and prayer. There's no prayer meeting, perhaps. There's no real doctrine. There's no real teaching. Many places the Word of God is hardly even referred to, let alone read and preached upon. And I want to encourage you and challenge you today, get along to a place where the Word of God is opened, where the doctrine of the gospel and the doctrines of Christ are preached, where there are prayer meetings, where there's real fellowship around the things of God, where God's people, those who are saved, meet around the table of the Lord. So important. And I ask you today, do you go to church at all? And if you do, does the church you go to give you fuel for the Christian life? Do they feed you with the Word of God, with the gospel, with the doctrines of the faith? Is there a prayer meeting in your church where God is sought earnestly? Is the Lord's table observed? And is there real, true Christian fellowship with believers of like precious faith who have experienced the new birth and who love Christ as their Savior? Thank you for listening. See you next time.